USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democratic leaders will be announcing articles of impeachment against President Trump this morning. The Democrats accusing Trump of abusing the power of his office by pressuring Ukraine to investigate political rivals. Republicans say the same thing President Trump says. The inquiry is a sham.
Where's the impeachable offense? Why are we here?
That's the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins. The leader of the Border Patrol says apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the southern border are down for the sixth straight month, saying that just over 42,000 illegal immigrants were apprehended in November. That's down by more than 100,000 since May. The U.S. Supreme Court's declining to hear an appeal to a strict abortion law in Kentucky that requires doctors to perform ultrasounds and show fetal images to women who want abortions. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Justice Department's Inspector General finds there was no bias when the Russia investigation was launched, but the report still says there was plenty of misconduct by some FBI agents. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete. The IG, Michael Horowitz, finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page. He's the former Trump campaign advisor surveilled by the FBI back in 2016.
President Trump will be attending Saturday's annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. It'll be the president's third time attending the game. He did so as president-elect in 2016 and again in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Public health companies and LGBTQ groups are asking Facebook to remove misleading ads about HIV prevention medication. The ads, which link to law firms and ongoing lawsuits, play up the possibility of FDA-approved medication causing kidney failure and bone density problems. Advocacy groups are concerned the ads could scare people away from treatment. Facebook says its fact-checkers haven't found any falsehoods with the ads. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of E. coli infections linked to bagged salads. The agency is advising not to eat or sell fresh express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. Have you got that? Yes, fresh express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. The salads start with lot code Z. They have a best before date up to and including December 7th. The CDC says 8 infections have been reported in at least 3 states. And the Louisville, Kentucky Metro Police Department says a narcotics team was tracking a package on Saturday, executed a search warrant to pick it up after it was delivered, and sure enough, it turned out to be an air fryer, but it was carrying 20 pounds of meth. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.